Antoine Martin says he rides MARTA's bus system every day to and from his job as a manager at Walmart, sometimes riding as many as 10 times a day. But Martin says the system isn't always dependable.
You know, they're not really on time. Like they say, Atlanta Rapid Transit, it's been times where I wait a full hour just to catch one bus. It's been times where I've been late to work because of MARTA.
Improving reliability is why MARTA says it will spend $166 million over the next 3 years to replace half of its bus fleet. MARTA CEO Keith Parker says financial issues forced MARTA to delay updates to its bus system in recent years.
As a result, we have lots of buses that are still out there right now that are in our service that need to be moved on, that need to be retired.
Parker says some buses that will be replaced are more than 13 years old and far beyond the suggested 500,000-mile lifespan. MARTA says it will pay for the buses with the help of federal grants and funds from other jurisdictions that use the system. Chief Operating Officer Richard Krisek says the new buses are equipped with troubleshooting systems that track mechanical issues in real time.
It's easier to fix it and to troubleshoot it and get it back in service with the new systems we have.
The new buses, one of which was on display Thursday at Five Points MARTA station, also include interior LED lighting, temperature-controlled interiors, and surveillance cameras. They're roomier and will run on cleaner-burning compressed natural gas, which MARTA says will provide 5% savings compared to the old buses. But as for what Antoine Martin thinks of the upgrade, he's reserving his judgment on the new buses until he can test them out.
A bus is a bus to me, just as long as it gets you there on time.
MARTA will roll out 88 buses this year. A total of 265 buses will be gradually introduced over the next 3 years. The new buses will start to roll out in the next 2 weeks. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.